السلام عليكم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. قال الله تعالى في الفرقان الحميد: كل حزب بما لديهم فرحون. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. My dear respected brothers, sisters and elders, as I said last week that in the coming weeks we will speak about a hadith in detail in which the Prophet of Allah, the Khulafa'i Rashideen, Hazrat Jibra'il and Allah himself declared those things that they liked. Because it has been said in the glorious Quran, كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ. Every faction is rejoicing in what it has. So the Prophet of Allah says, حُبِّبَ إِلَيَّ مِن دُنْيَاكُمْ ثَلَاثٌ الطَّيِّبُ وَالنِّسَاءُ وَجُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ فِي عَيْنِي. That from among this world, the Prophet of Allah is saying, I love three things, I like three things. So this is the order: At-tib, fragrance; An-nisa, women; وَجُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي قُرَّةُ فِي عَيْنِي. And the coolness of my eyes is in the establishment of salah. The Prophet of Allah has said, At-taharatu nisful iman, cleanliness is half the faith. And Allah Rabbul Izzat has said in the glorious Quran, Inna Allaha yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. Allah loves those people that ask forgiveness from Allah in abundance, and Allah loves those people, mutatahhirin, who acquire cleanliness. And we spoke about this in detail, the cleanliness of the soul and the apparent body that we see. There was a particular fragrance that used to emanate from the body of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Jabir bin Sumara radiyallahu ta'ala an says that one day the Prophet of Allah, he led the prayer. And once the prayer came to an end, he started to walk towards his house. And the children of Medina, they surrounded the Prophet from all sides. So Hazrat Jabir bin Sumra radiyallahu ta'ala and said, I went forward and the Prophet placed his beautiful hands on my cheek. And he said, I smelt a fragrance similar to the fragrance of oud and musk. And when the Prophet was touching me, there was a chill that went down my spine. I felt a coolness. That's why it has been said that if anyone was in search of the Prophet of Allah, he used to find the Prophet following the fragrance that the Prophet left behind. And if a Prophet of Allah used to touch a child on the head out of compassion, that child could be recognized in a large group of children because of the smell, because of the fragrance that used to emanate from his body. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala an's mother, Umme Sulaim, she was honored that the Prophet used to perform qaylula, siesta, at her house. So she used to place a leather mat on the ground, and the Prophet of Allah used to sleep on that mat. And the Prophet of Allah used to perspire profusely. So she used to sit at the bottom and collect all the water that used to drip from the Prophet's body. So when the Prophet of Allah woke up, he found Umme Sulaim performing this duty, and he said, what are you doing? And she says that we place your sweat into the fragrance, And then that fragrance that is created is the best in the world. This was the fragrance, the khushboo that used to emanate from the body of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Despite all that, despite that clean body that the Prophet had, and we are not speaking about the soul, the body, despite that, it has been said in Shama'il Tirmizi that the Prophet of Allah used to use a lot of oud and a lot of musk. In the middle of the night, when ready to perform tahajjud, the Prophet used to wear oud or musk. Because now the Prophet of Allah was going to communicate one-on-one with Allah Rabbul Izzat. So that's why the ulama-i kiram say when a person comes to the mosque or the person stands on the sajada, on the musalla to pray, he should be in a very neat state, that his clothes should be presentable. Because now he is going to speak with Arhamur Rahimeen. So the Prophet of Allah used to spray fragrance upon him. Early in the morning when he used to wake up, he used to do the same. From amongst all the fragrances, the Prophet loved oud and musk. And this riwayat is in Zadul Ma'ad. Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dilwi has mentioned in Madarij al-Nabuwa that the rose that we see was created from the water that used to come from the body of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he has gave evidence upon this. So it is our duty that we respect the teachings of the Prophet in respect to cleanliness, and we should try to create a clean environment in our homes, in our mosques, and around. Once the Prophet of Allah entered the Masjid al-Nabawi, and he found that somebody had spat phlegm onto the wall of the mosque. So the Prophet of Allah, when he saw this, he was so upset. He did not ask anyone to remove the phlegm from the wall, but with his own beautiful hands, he started to remove it. And after removing that from the wall, he made the announcement and he said, is there any atar in the mosque so we can spray it and we can place it on that spot to remove the bad odor? So one Sahabi went, an Ansari Sahabi went running home and he brought atar, and then the Prophet of Allah, he placed that atar on that same spot. So it is our responsibility to keep the Masjid of Allah clean. And it is our responsibility to keep the environment clean. So when our neighbors and the people that we socialize with see our life, they find us to be clean inside and they find us to be clean outside. Because cleanliness is half the faith.